Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Sara Gonzalez in for Maria Hinojosa. Today, we're talking about stories of escape. We begin with the more than 57,000 miners, most from Central America, who escaped their home countries and what their initial experiences are here in the U.S. Being apprehended near a border, ending up at a detention facility, and going before a judge, often alone in immigration court. When the mayor of Murrieta in California told residents that busloads of undocumented immigrants from Central America would be housed at a Border Patrol processing station in their community, dozens of protesters took to the streets to block off roads, causing the three buses to turn around.
Excuse me, folks, you are obstructing the roadway. Please get out of the roadway.
Take them to the border, back to their country.
Since then, there have been reports of protesters around the country showing up in front of churches and colleges, armed with semi-automatic rifles and handguns to oppose migrant children being housed in their neighborhoods. More organized groups are calling for a national protest against what they call a border surge of illegal immigrants. The gatherings are a mix of extremists and other concerned citizens.
Generations of Americans came here by law. They didn't sneak over a border in the middle of the night. You don't want to follow our laws? Go live in Afghanistan!
To help us understand how the tension around the child refugee crisis escalated, Maria Hinojosa spoke with Mark Potok at the Southern Poverty Law Center. He monitors extremism and hate groups around the country.
The protest in Murrieta, California, began with a call from the mayor, Mayor Alan Long, for people to come out and protest the arrival of these children. But it very, very quickly picked up speed. Thanks to a number of different groups. One was a relatively new one, a group called Overpasses for America. It's a group that's described immigrants as freeloaders, cheap labor, and Democrats. The second group involved is ALIPAC, the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, which is really a one-man operation run by an extremist by the name of William Gein. Gein also invited a very radical group, a group called the Oath Keepers, a militia-type group, to join them. The third principal organizer of these things was a very new group called Make Them Listen, run by a guy named Paul Arnold. Paul Arnold is connected to one of these sort of fake front groups, an allegedly African-American anti-immigration group, which was in fact largely created by some of the larger white anti-immigrant organizations. The Tea Party, one of the Tea Party organizations, has been very active. Fox News, of course, has been really banging the drum on this, as have the very large anti-immigrant or nativist organizations like the Federation for American Immigration Reform and Numbers USA, and even an allegedly nonpartisan immigration think tank, something called the Center for Immigration Studies, one of whose senior fellows said just a few days that Obama, because of his role in the immigration crisis, should be, quote, hung, drawn, and quartered.
Is there an elevated sense of concern on your end?
Yes. I mean, one of our concerns is that we are seeing people very radical groups getting involved. So, we have a militia-type organization called the Oath Keepers, led by a man named Stuart Rhodes. Stuart Rhodes, among other things, was at the Bundy Ranch standoff in April, in which hundreds of militiamen pointed their weapons directly at federal law enforcement agents and nearly created a bloodbath. And now we have, Fox News beating the drum, people like Gretchen Carlson and especially Todd Starnes. Those two in particular attacked in a really, really vicious way a particular group, something called the BCFS Health and Human Services Agency, which is a nonprofit that was setting up to convert an old hotel into a processing facility, a place where some of these children could be held.
Is this a particular moment, what's happening now? Is this one of those historical shifts, or is this just one of the peaks and valleys at this point, a peak in terms of the anger around this issue?
Well, you know, it seems to me a couple things. You know, it's sort of interesting that the militias and those kinds of groups have been so unsuccessful. So I think it's sort of interesting that even though they get, you know, they make a whole lot of noise on Fox TV and you know, the rest of the right wing sort of blogosphere, you know, they're not, it doesn't seem to be doing all that well.
Finally, Mark, is there something that you want people who are in general feeling very discomforted, confused about this entire scenario? What do you think they need to know to kind of have a sense of context?
Well, first of all, I think that people need to get in touch with the facts. The fact that some U.S. congressman claims that these are disease-carrying gang members, these children who have come to our border, does not make it so. What I would say beyond that is, you know, it is important, I think, to shame some of the liars out there. So that when people go on the public airwaves, when they stand at political podiums and make these claims about immigrants, that there are people, regular American citizens out there who are willing to say no, that is false.
Mark Potok, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
A real pleasure.
That was Maria Hinojosa speaking with Mark Potok, a specialist on hate groups and extremism at the Southern Poverty Law Center. We reached out to the groups Mark says are driving the protests. Ali Pak, the Americans for Legal Immigration group, declined to talk to us, accusing Latino USA of being racially exclusive. They said they won't do interviews with media that, quote, divide Americans among racial lines. Fox News did not respond to our request for a comment, but we did hear from one organization. Maria Hinojosa spoke with James Neighbors, the founder and leader of Overpasses for America. Its members stand on bridges above highways, holding signs that say, secure the border, deport illegals, and impeach Obama.
Did your organization also target sites like church centers and relief facilities where children are being taken to be housed temporarily?
Well, yeah, there were some instances where that happened because, quite simply, our government is participating in human trafficking, and the law that they're using was basically written for, you know, human trafficking, and you know, such as the sex trade, and it's being manipulated in order to disperse illegals out across the country. And so, you know, we were protesting those places because they should have been deported and reunited with their families. It's cruel to keep them separated from their families.
Do you think that it is problematic, cruel, maybe even, to protest in front of children?
No, I don't think it is, because they're unfortunately being used as pawns by the other side. They're unfortunate victims in this entire situation. They're being used for a political agenda, and it's not against the children that we're protesting. It's against the political agenda that we're protesting.
But still worthy of witnessing a protest by you.
They need to understand that in America, we have a thing called the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. We have the right to do something like that. Political free speech is not always politically correct, and occasionally it does offend some people, and there's not really much you can do about that except tell the truth.
James, do you have a concern about the future of this country becoming increasingly brown?
No, not at all. My own daughter is one quarter, Latino heritage. Her grandfather was originally from Mexico. It's just the rule of law that we want to be, that we want to abide by.
Let's just say that in that process, 20,000 new young immigrants were legally allowed to come as political refugees. That would be okay with you if they did it that way?
Certainly. If they follow the process and they come here legally, I have no problem with that whatsoever.
James Neighbors, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
You can find the full, unedited version of Maria Hinojosa's interview with James Neighbors on latinousa.org.